I'm joined on the line by Ibrahim Motana, who's a social activist in Yemen. Ibrahim, what's the mood now the president has finally gone?
Well, as soon as the president left the country, celebrations started in the Shane Square where the youth sit-in is taking place, and it is still continuous until the moment. Anyway, there's a lot of concern about what's going to happen next, especially after an attack that took place on the 1st Armored Division where the general, the defected General Ali Mohsen is staying. And, I mean, news just reporting clashes that are taking place in Taiz. So the current feeling with people is a mixture of happiness and concern. Happiness seeing the president leaving to Saudi after 33 years, and concern about him perhaps returning back, and more clashes erupting in the country as well.
When the news first spread that he had left, was there quite a spontaneous outpouring of joy?
I mean, the Shane Square in Sana'a spontaneously turned into a party. People started singing, chanting, and dancing, and I mean, recalling old songs that they've been repeating since the beginning of the uprising, and they started feeling the sense of victory and winning the revolution.
But as you were saying, there's worry essentially about what's going to happen next.
Definitely. There's a lot of concern. Many people are still fleeing the country. Until now, we're still living in a state of uncertainty and ambiguity. And nothing is 100% clear. No one, until the moment, knows who attacked the president. No one knows under which conditions he left. And no one knows what will happen next in the coming days.